We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Dalad, which is on page 290. But before we start Sif Dalad, I want to just go over a few notes from Sif Gimel that we didn't get a chance to finish last night, that were questions that Alex Shlomi that asked last night after the shiur. And that is also on page 90. We said yesterday in Sif Gimel at the end of the shiur that if one skipped a bracha or he made a mistake in a bracha, one of the middle brachos, he only has to go back to the beginning of that bracha which he skipped or in which he made a mistake. And from there on, he continues Keseder. So the Mishaburu said in Sif Koton Yudalad, the fourth line on 290, V'im Nizkar B'ta'uso Ba'otshu Omer Adayin Ba'bracha. We said if he realizes a mistake while he's still in the middle of that very bracha, Yachzor l'makom shetar levad. Then he can go back just to the place where he made the mistake. He does not have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So if you look at note 13 and 14, it discusses the first three brachos and touches on a few of the points that we discussed last night after the shir. Note 13 says, V'imta ba'achas mishalosh ha-brachos ha-rishonos o ha-achronos. If the mistake that one made in one of the brachos was not in the middle brachos, but rather it was in the first three or last three brachos, ukvar sayim es ha-bracha, and he already finished up that bracha, the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, Shebisholosh harishonos yachzor l'rosh ha'tfilah, then in the first three brachos you go back to the beginning of davening, ubisholosh achronos yachzor l'ritzei, and the last three brachos you go back to ritzei. And then he says, V'imdileg bracha shlema mishalosh ha'brachos harishonos o ha'achronos. Let's say a person somehow skipped an entire bracha in the set of the first three or the last three, v'adayin lo sayim es ha'tfilah, and he did not yet finish one esrei, so shlomo zaman orba paskin sheyachzor rak la'usa bracha shedileg. In that case, he should not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or the beginning of Ritzei. He should only go back to the beginning of that bracha that he skipped. Why? Kevan shedino shel dileg bracha shona mehadin shel ta'a. There's a difference between skipping a bracha and making a mistake in the bracha. Shenechshav kesach be'inyanei tefila shechozer l'makom shepasak. It's considered, making a mistake is considered like speaking me'inyanei tefila in the middle of the bracha. In that case, you only go back to the place where you left off. Even if you only realize your mistake a few brachos later, also you'd only go back to the place where you made a mistake, even though it's in the first three or last three brachos. The chayin mavur b'shalan shuva shor lumeshiv. Ulam b'shalan shuva ma'asham kosov sheyesh lefaktek al dvarav. He says it's not so clear. Umikom mokom sayim shekevan sheza safek mitzad chshash bracha levatol yachzor rak lousa bracha shedileg. When you skipped something in the first three or last three brachos, so even if it's not so clear, but if l'maisa, it would be a safek bracha levatol, and therefore l'maisa, he says, one should go back just to the bracha, to the place where he skipped, not to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei or the beginning of Ritzei. V'im nizkar shedileg bracha shlema rak la'acha shesayim es ha'tfilah. If a person realized he forgot an entire bracha and he had already finished Shemoneh Esrei, the Das Torah says she'olav lachso l'rosh ha'tfilah. You have to daven again. That's the question that Shlomi asked yesterday. And the last point is what Alex brought up after this year. V'im nizkar be'emtza ha'tfilah shedileg bracha shlema. If you realize in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that you missed an entire bracha, v'rotze lotze yidei chova bekach sheyishma chazar sashatz. And you want to be yotzi that bracha by listening to the chazan, so the Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, shebichol dover shetzarach lachzor b'shvilo. Anything that you're really required to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei for, yochol, or go back for, even not to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, yochol lotzeis kishe yishma chazar sashatz. You can't be yotzi by listening to the chazan repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'at prima gadim v'aruch ha'shulchan kosov shuhu adin kishe dileg bracha. The same thing applies if you skip a bracha. U'b'ber'alocha kosov shuhu adin b'nizkar b'ta'uso b'emtza ha'tfila. V'ber'alocha says, even if you realize your mistake in the middle of davening, you could stop there in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, wait for the chaz and the chazar shatz to reach that place, and be yotzei that part with him, v'yishma mimenu. But as we'll get to later, the Mishnah Berurah adds on there and points out, when it's in fact a mistake that you're supposed to go back for, even though you can be yotzei with the chazan, there are those achronim that say it's better just to daven yourself again, for the simple reason that since it's very difficult to be mechavin, to listen to the chazan from the beginning to the end, and therefore you're better off doing it on your own, because otherwise you really have to be following the chazan the entire time, which in our ADD generation is very difficult. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Dalad. Shliat Tzibur Sheshachach Velomar Shlomi, can you get me a sitter, please? I'm sorry, I forgot the sitter again. Shliat Tzibur Sheshachach Velo Omar Anenu. The Shliat Tzibur, as we know, says a special bracha of Anenu. If it could be Ashkenaz, it would be better. Shliat Tzibur that forgot to say Anenu Lo yachzor afilu imadayin lo gomar rak refeinu. Right, between Re'ei and Refeinu, the Chazan adds in a special bracha for Aneinu on a fast day. So if the Shiatzibur forgot to say Aneinu at that point, even if he just said the next bracha of Refeinu, he should go back. He should not go back, I'm sorry. Shiatzibur sheshachar v'lo omer Aneinu, lo yachzor. He should not go back afilu imadayin lo gomar rak Refeinu. So he said Re'ei, he forgot Aneinu, he said Refeinu, he doesn't go back. V'im chazar, if he does go back, it's a bracha levatolah, it's bad, it's a bracha levatolah. What should he do, says Rama? El yomer aneinu b'shomei atfilo kiyachid. If the chazan forgot to say the special bracha of aneinu in its place, don't go back, don't say a special bracha, just be like a regular individual and say aneinu in shomei atfilo. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Dalid, Rak Refeinu, even if he only said the next bracha of Refeinu, Rotzalomar Shesiem bracha Refeinu. It means he completed, the Chazan completed the entire bracha of Refeinu. V'omar Baruch Ato Hashem. He said the last words of Baruch Ato Hashem at the end of the bracha. That's when it's true that he just continues on, he doesn't go back. Avalin Niskar Kodem Shechosam. But if he realizes his mistake that he forgot Aneinu before he says Baruch Ato Hashem of Refeinu, Afiluim Omar Baruch Ata, even if he already said the words Baruch Ata, Hoel Velomer Adayin Hashem, since he didn't yet say Hashem's name, Choser Veomer Aneinu Im Chasima, then he goes back and says the entire bracha of Aneinu with the ending bracha, V'achaka Choser Veomer Birchas Refeinu, and then he goes and says the entire Refeinu again. Says the note, in note number 19, he writes, the Nisgar La'achar Hashem, but if he only realizes a mistake when he says Baruch Ato Hashem, should he say Landeni Chukecha or not? So there the halacha is, Shem Shokach Dover She'ein Tzarech Lachzor Lov. We saw many times that if you forgot something that you do not have to go back for, it's not Ma'akev the Shemon Esrei. If you realize it after saying Baruch Ato Hashem, you do not say Landeni Chukecha. That's only an eighth of a something that would otherwise make you go back. But since over here by Aneinu, if you forget it altogether as the Chazan, as a special bracha, you don't go back. You have another chance to say it in Shema Kaleinu. If you get it there, you don't go back either. So since it doesn't require going back, you wouldn't say Lamdeni Chukecha. So once you said Baruch Ato Hashem, you would just continue onward. In note number 20, he writes, V'av shechozer v'omer kamashemos. So you said the whole bracha Refeinu, Refeinu Hashem v'dei Rafei. You said Hashem's name, which comes up a couple of times in that bracha. And you said Hashem's name. And now you're going back to Aneinu and saying Refeinu again. So you're repeating Hashem's name a couple of extra times. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us later on, Shelo nechshev shemaskirim levatolah. That's not considered saying Hashem's name levatolah. Shedavka bracha nechsheves haskara levatolah. Davka saying an entire bracha, that's considered levatolah. Mashenken gishu derech tefillah b'li bracha. Which is not the case if you're just saying derech tefillah, saying Hashem's name, that's not considered Shein Shemayim Levatola, and therefore, even though you said the whole bracha Refeinu till Baruch Atah, you could still go back to Aneinu and repeat the whole bracha Refeinu. It's not considered Shein Shemayim Levatola, even though there are a couple of Shemos in the beginning of the bracha of Refeinu. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, the Chol Zeh B'Shliach Tzibur. This is all talking about the Chazan, Shemikom Kviyoso Lomer Aneinu Hu Ben Goel L'Rofei. That's because the place of the Chazan to put in Aneinu is between the bracha of Goel and Rofei as its own bracha. But an individual who, as we know, does not say a special bracha for Aneinu, he sticks it into the bracha of Shomei HaTfila, then it's different. If he forgot to say the insertion of Aneinu, Kol Shesiem Shomei HaTfila, once he finishes the bracha of Shomei HaTfila, Af Shelo Pasach B'Ritzei, even if he didn't start the next bracha of Ritzei, Ein tzarech lachzor, he does not have to go back. Kedin kol dover she'ein machzirin oso. Like anything that you're ein machzirin oso, you don't have to go back. V'tam achiloku, the reason for the chiluk between the chazan, if he didn't say Baruch Ato Hashem yet of Rofei Chol Amo Yisrael, he goes back. And by the yachid, he doesn't go back once he finishes the bracha of Shomei HaTfila. D'sham shani shu kol tocha bracha. The case of the yachid is different because it's included within another bracha. The chol shesim abracha, so long that he finished that bracha, ika b'chazaroso bracha levatola. Once you finish makaleinu and you're not mechuyev to go back, and you would go back, that would be a bracha levatola. Mashein ken kan dekva'uhu bracha b'fnei atzma, which is not so in our case. You didn't finish the bracha refeinu. And you didn't say, you're not saying any bracha levatala, so you're just going back to say aneinu, and you're saying refeinu again, so you're ending up saying the whole refeinu only one time. So therefore, ein levatla, in lo she'et tzarech levarech birchas refeinu oda pam b'shvil zeh. There's no problem going back unless it would require you to say refeinu a second time. But since you never completed it the first time, it's ki'il, you didn't say it. So you said three quarters of refeinu, that's not saying refeinu. You go back to aneinu, the whole bracha, and then you say refeinu again for the first time, saying it the complete way. The cholzman shelo omer Hashem shel baruch atah leis bracha levatala. Like we said before, if you only said baruch atah at the end of refeinu, that's not considered bracha levatala to go back and say it again.
Can we do like we mentioned earlier? If you say Hashem's name, you say
we just read that in the note when you were outside for a minute that you don't say lamdeni chukecha with any insertion that's not ma'akev. Meaning only, let's say yalav yavo, you forget it, and by forgetting it, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So then you make the adjustment of lamdeni chukecha because that's the eitzah. But if you don't have to go back anyway, so the whole eitzah of lamdeni chukecha is not so plushy. You're adding a pasuk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So if you don't need to do it, we don't do it.
Why isn't that ma'akev as being a complete bracha Shemoneh Esrei because it's not part of the regular Shemoneh Esrei?
What's your question, Brother Chazan?
Yeah.
What's the question?
It's
that
an entire bracha. Just like we said, if you miss an entire bracha, you're not.
Oh, so you're asking a good question. Shlomi is asking a good question. He's touching on the Bi'alacha that we'll see shortly. So I'm going to hold you off for about 1 minute, and we'll get to the Bi'alacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitim Sif Katan Yud Zayin. We said again in the Mechaber that if you're the Chazan and you forgot to say Aneinu, do not go back, even if you didn't finish but the bracha Refeinu. You only finish Refeinu, don't go back. And if you go back, it's a bracha levatala. Hainu says the Mishnah Berurah the Al Yidei Sheyachzer Lomer Aneinu. By going back to say Aneinu, Yitzarech Behechureach Lomer Achagal Birchas Refeinu. Once you go back for Aneinu, then you have to go in order. So you have to say Refeinu again. Odapam, another time. Kedei Shiala Seder. So Shemoneh Esrei should be in order. Birchas Ashanim Achar Refeinu. So that the bracha of Birchas Ashanim should be after Refeinu. Vehi bracha levatala. And that will be a bracha levatala saying Refeinu a second time. Shein Machzirim Bishvil Aneinu. That we don't go back because of Aneinu. Kamosha Kosta Besimit Tov Kuf Samechei. Now, if you look at the Bir Halacha over here, he addresses what Shlomi was bothered by. Look in the Bir Halacha, in the Im Chazar. He says, I am the Mishabura B'mashik HaSavnu. Right? We explained very clearly that when the Mechaber says, if you said Rifeinu, you don't go back, because it's going to be a Bracha Levatola, the Mishabura brought very clearly from the Taz and the Magen Avram that the problem will be that you're saying a Bracha Levatola of Rifeinu. So says the Bir Halacha, it's very clear from the Mishnah Berurah bringing these achronim. They're all bothered that the bracha levatala is going to be refeinu. You skipped aneinu. You said refeinu the whole thing. You can't go back to aneinu and now refeinu because you're saying refeinu a second time. It's a bracha levatala. But what about aneinu? Once you skip aneinu, you don't have to say it again. So going back is a bracha levatala. Why aren't they bothered by that? Why do they say clearly the bracha levatala would be refeinu and not aneinu? Velozachisi lahavin, says the Chavetz Chaim. I don't understand. Kevan de svirlu la poskim. Since the poskim hold the aneinu zeu keshar aneinu the alma. Since the aneinu the Chazan says is like a regular aneinu that a yochid says. The kaim elor she'ein malzivin also that we hold that you don't go back. So imkain im yachzor lomer ato. If you do go back and you say it now, who brachal batola? That would be a brachal batola because you're not supposed to go back. Don't go back for Aneinu once you missed it. So why isn't going back for Aneinu itself a bracha levatala? Why did only say if you go back for Aneinu, then you have to repeat Refeinu? Refeinu is a bracha levatala. The Aneinu itself should be a problem. Kevan de kviusahu bein goel arofe velo bein Refeinu lebirchas Hashanim. So in that tzricha lomar ato bevadei b'shem chazara mikri. So since you're supposed to say it between Re'ei and Refeinu, and now you're putting it in after Refeinu, that's a bracha levatala. That's the question of the Bir Halacha. The Efshir the Svirlu, he says it's possible that they hold the Kevan de Kfa'u Chazal Chatchila Loma Bracha Befe Atzma. Since Chazal established La Chatchila that a Chazan should say it as its own Bracha, Yeshba Adifusa Mishar Aneinu. It has a Maila. It's different than a regular Aneinu that an individual says, the Lord Shrihu Rak Lachalala. That a regular Aneinu just included another Bracha, but the Bracha of the Chazan of Aneinu is its own Bracha. The Imlavdo Yahezek Aidezel Labirchas Refeinu. And if not, that there would be a problem of going back to Aneinu and then having to be Refeinu. In other words, Mitzad Aneinu, maybe we would have you going back. But since going back for Aneinu requires you to repeat Refeinu again, and that's considered a bracha levatala, so we would have been satisfied just to continue on and go to Shomei Tefillah. I'm sorry, we wouldn't have been satisfied. In other words, maybe in Echanami, they hold that Aneinu as a chazan in a bracha is more chashiv, and therefore if it would be just saying that bracha out of place, you should do it. But because saying that bracha out of place requires you to say Rufeinu a second time, which is a bracha levatala, that they don't want you to do. And that's why they're focusing on Rufeinu being the bracha levatala, because it could be like Shlomi said, that when the chazan is saying it as its own bracha, it has more chashivas and it wouldn't be a bracha levatala going back and saying it out of place. Because we don't find the eights of Shomea Tfila helping you unless you forgot the Saint Alamat of Bracha, or according to the Yushalmi by Mashiv Haruach in the Bracha of Atta Gibor. Because that's a big chiddush to say that Shomea Tfila, you can be mashiv an entire Bracha. If you're an individual, so you're saying Aneinu in Shomea Tfila, but if you're the Chazan, it was supposed to be its own Bracha. Where do we find that you could say an entire Bracha that you missed, be Mashal in Shomea Tfila? Maybe that wouldn't be such an Eitzah. And if not for the fact that Rufeinu was going to have to be repeated, and that would be the Bracha Levatala, it could be for Aneinu itself, it would go back, and therefore, possibly, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's why they're all focusing on explaining the Mechaber that says if you go back, it'll be a Bracha Levatala, not because of Aneinu, but rather because of the repetition of Rufeinu. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the second wide line. V'im shachach v'omer aneinu kodem re'ena. Let's say, again, the bracha of the chazan of aneinu is supposed to be after re'ena, before Rufeinu. Let's say you're the chazan, you accidentally put it before re'ena. So das ha-magen Avram, the tzarech lomer aneinu pam acher, achar re'ena. So the magen Avram says you have to repeat aneinu again after re'ena. V'chein kasa v'derech achayim, u'b'pri megadim nishar b'din ze b'tzarechin. We'll see an explanation of this in a moment. Prima Gadol ends up tzarachin on this. Ubesever Mogen Gibor and Herach Pazeh, he speaks at length about this. Umasik Ledina, he comes out of Maskana, Gamkein De'ein Lachsor V'lomra Aneinu Pam Acher, say you should not go back and say Aneinu again. V'yem Yirtzen, if you want, Yomenu B'Shomea Tfilo Kiyachet. Then the Chazan can in fact say it again, but he should say it again in Shomea Tfilo. So what is this issue over here? The Magen Avram says you should go back. He said not go back. You should say it again. The Prima Gadol is not quite sure about that. So if you look at note 22 and you look at the Magen Avram is not so confident about it either. He has a suffix himself whether you should repeat it. Again, the case is you said Aneinu before Re'ena. It's supposed to be after Re'ena. So the Magen Avram is mesupik whether you should say it again a second time. He comes out, you should say it again. So note 22 explains it very nicely. The Prima Gadol explains Shah Magen Avram is topic, and this is in the Magen Avram himself. He's mesupik the following: Ha'im ha'mikum shel amiras aneinu ma'akiv is the placement of aneinu ma'akiv v'tzaruch la'omro dafka acharei birchas re'ena, and it has to be put exactly after re'ena in that exact spot specifically. V'lochein olav la'omro shenis acharei re'ena. Therefore, if you said it before, you weren't yotze. You have to say it again afterwards because it has to be in its place as ma'akiv. Or maybe, since if you skip aneinu altogether, you don't go back. So So therefore, maybe also its placement is not ma'akiv. The whole bracha is not ma'akiv. And therefore, if you already said it, so just leave it. The whole bracha is not ma'akiv. So certainly the placement is not going to be ma'akiv. V'shuv hosev ha-magen Avram, and then the Magen Avram adds on, sh'ulai yesh lomar sh'omnam ha-mikum shel aneinu einu ma'akev, even though maybe the placement of aneinu is not ma'akev, because really the whole bracha is not ma'akev, aval seder ha-brachos ma'akev, but the order of the brachos themselves are ma'akev. U'birchas re'ena tzricha lios achare slachna. And the bracha of re'ena has to be after slachna. So if you said after slachna aneinu, and then you said re'ena, that's ma'akev, therefore you have to say aneinu again. You made a hefsek between slachna and reina. However, elo shekan kvar lo yazer she yasav yomer aneinu acharei reina. She lo takim beza has a hefsek. V'sayra pri magadam she lo heivin esivri ha-magad avram beza. In other words, if the gain, the magad avram comes out, the gain is that you were masik between slachna and reina with aneinu. So therefore, you can't have a hefsek in the brachos. So it has to be a smooth sailing. So you have to say aneinu afterwards. Says the Prima Gadim, but you already said aneinu there. You already were masik between slachna, right? So could be the Magen Avram understands that by saying aneinu afterwards, it's being mavatel the first aneinu, and it's ki'ilu you said slachna and then reina, the proper order. The Prima Gadim is saying, Lamaisa, you interrupted. So saying it bracha again doesn't help you get rid of the bracha that you said, and still it's still going to be, that's the discussion over here. So the Magen Avram is not convinced, but he says you should say it again. Prima Gadim is not convinced even more and says you shouldn't say it again. And that is the discussion over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Yud Ches, this is going on the Ramah. The Ramah came out and said that since you shouldn't go back, or it would be a bracha levatala once you finish the bracha Rufeinu, you should rather, as the Chazan, just say it in Shomea Tfilah like a Yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, Hu hadin im lo hayu asara hamisanim beis haknesses. So too, if you don't have 10 people that are fasting in shul, ubo'u achar birchas Rufeinu. And all of a sudden, after the place where the Chazan should have said Aneinu, but he didn't say it because there weren't 10 people fasting. All of a sudden, a minion of people fasting came in. In that case, he also should say it in Shomei Tefillah like an individual. However, this whole halacha is not so posh. If you look at note 23, he writes, "Kan mevurshim ein asarim es adam lo yomar aneinu kebrachah v'neatzma." Here it's clear from the Mishnah Berura that if there aren't 10 people fasting, the chazan should not say aneinu as a special bracha. V'chein kasav ha-shulchan aruch l'kamon. Omna b'mishnah Berura sham kasav, very important, the Mishnah Berura there writes, "Sheyesh omrim," some say, "shekavonas ha-shulchan aruch yidavka b'tainas tzibur sha'akal kiblu al atzmam lesanos." That's only the fasting that the tzibur accepted upon themselves. V'lo ba'arba hatz. Not the regular fast, it's a chazal masakim. Shebehem, on a regular fast day that we're knowing to fast, everybody, Yomer anenu afilu kishyesh rak shiva shemisanim. Says in the Mishnah Berura that thing that the Mechaber says, you need 10 fasting people for the chazan to say anenu as a special bracha, that's only on a special fast day that Tzibur instituted on their own. But a regular fast day, it's some Gedalia, Asar B'teves, etc. In those cases where it's from chazal, it's the regular fast days, as long as you have 7 people fasting, it would be okay to say Aneinu as a special bracha.
The Chazan says Aneinu even though he's not fasting?
The Chazan probably should be fasting. If you look at note 25 also, he writes, so he said if the 10 people come after Refeinu, the Chazan should put it in Shomei HaTfilah. Umashma sha'af she'enam mispalim matzibur. Right? Because they're coming in after Refeinu. They're not davening with you. So it's mashma from the Mishnah Berura that even if you have 10 people in the room that are fasting, it's okay to put an Aneinu, even if they're not davening there, because it's totally on when they come in, they're coming in so late, they're not obviously not davening with you, they didn't start shmonesi with you, that's the mashmos. Mikomokom kevan sheesh achshav asar shemisanim, eshelom ra'aneinu. V'cheikaz v'aruch ne'mon, and he says it's mashah that way from the Shulchan Aruch later on as well. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berura. We're in the middle of Yud Ches. The imhizchel ha-shliat tzibur lehispal b'korom. If the chazan started the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei out loud, v'hoyu oz v'beis ha-knesses asara shemis anim. And when he started, there were 10 people that were fasting. The achakach hochu miktsasan kodem shizchel ha-shliat tzibur aneinu. He was about to start his bracha of aneinu, and then some of the people that were fasting left. The opposite case, before we discussed where they came in after he should have said it, and now he's about to say it, they finished Kedusha, and 3 people that are fasting leave, and now he doesn't have enough people that are there that are fasting. So lo yomer aneinu, he should not say aneinu as a special bracha. Again, factor in the Mishnah that we just saw, that this is not on one of the 4, the big fast days, this is only on the ones that they're making special for that tzibur. V'tov shiomer oz b'shomei atfilo, but again, he should put it in then, in Shema Kolenu. V'im kfar hischa aneinu v'yatsu gomer, but of course, if he started aneinu already, they walked out in the middle, then he can finish the bracha that he's in the middle of. And we said, Sukkot and Yotes, we said in the Ramah, you should say it in the end, Kiyoch, like an individual. Ayim b'derech ha-chaim sheposek delo yach demena b'bracha rak b'shomei ha-tfilo k'shar yachid ba'almo. When the Chazan is saying it in Shema Kolenu, he should end off like every other individual with the bracha of Shomei ha-tfilo, not with the special ending that the Chazan normally says. And the Chai Kiyoski says, if he ends off with the wrong bracha, that he's not Yotze, he has to go back. V'chein, he didn't say Shema Kolenu. He has to end off with Shomei HaTfilah. V'chein nochon de bezei yotzei l'kul yalma. That's the proper way, because then he's yotzei according to everyone. I am Magen Avram. V'im shochach gam b'Shomei HaTfilah. If the Chazan also forgot a Shomei HaTfilah, he forgot the special bracha before Refeinu, he forgot to add it into Shema Kolenu. Afilu nizka kodem sheskel ritzei. Even if he realizes a mistake before he starts ritzei, shuv lo yomar, he shouldn't say it. Elo yomrenu achar sheyesayim b'shalom. He should say it after Shmoneh Esrei. Hamavarach asama Yisrael b'shalom. He should put it over there. Kodem elokai netzur ubelo chasima. Now that's funny because the Chazan never says elokai netzur. So they point out in the notes that it means before the Yulah Ratzon. Some say after the Yulah Ratzon, between the Yulah Ratzons. But he should not go back. He should say it after b'shalom, before Yulah Ratzon, or according to some, after Yulah Ratzon. Let's do one more quick simon, a one line simon. Simon kuf chaf. Sheroi lomai ritzei b'chol tfilo, that it's befitting to say ritzei in every tfilo. Omrim ritzei b'chol atfilos, we say the bracha of ritzei in all of our tfilos. V'lo ka'osam shenuhagim shelo la'omro b'mincha. Not like those who have a custom not to say ritzei at mincha. Now the reason why the Mefarshim explained there is such a minhag of not saying ritzei at mincha is because some say you only say ritzei when there's brichas kohanim, when they're calling the kohanim to lane, because we know that they have to go up by ritzei, otherwise they can't go up, that it's a special din of that section of ritzei, saying ritzei when there is duchening. If there's no duchening, some have the custom not to say it. But Mishnah Berura points out, they don't skip the whole bracha, they just skip the first few words. If you look at the Mishnah Berura, in Sifkat and Aleph, he says, not like those who leave it off the mincha, Dahainu Shem Maschilim Meishe Yisrael. So they leave off the first two lines and they pick up from Veishe Yisrael Shilasam Ba'ava Sakabel Baratzon. So they pick up from there, they don't skip the bracha, they just skip the first few words that include Ritzei again when there is no Brichas Kohanim. According to the midrash that is evolved now, that everyone says Ritzei, Mikri Hamadalig Mishana Mimatbeya Shetavu Chazal. Therefore, one who does not say Ritzei, he's considered changing from the format that Chazal set up. Vedino Kamoshakosav Machaber Simen Kufyu Tesiv Gimel Betab Bracha. And he has to follow the rules that we just discussed in the last Simen in Siv Gimel of one who made a mistake in a bracha, that he has to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Says the Chavos Chaim, "Ulanias daiti tzarich ian imze mikri b'diavad b'shem ta'a." It needs ian, according to me, if in fact that's considered a tos va'afilu b'shachris, even in shachris. Va'ayin la'el sof simin samachdal b'magen Avram b'shem akasav Mishnah u'b'simin notes u'b'simin kuf yudal b'magen Avram sifkat notes u'b'reish simin kuf pezayin. In all those places discussed that if you leave off something that is not the ikar part of the bracha, but it's not ma'akev, as long as you have the ikar part of the bracha, and therefore he says according to all those shitos, it would not be a problem if you left the word of it say, because that does not change the general idea and the concept of that bracha. And here we see a very important thing in the Mishnah Berurah, page Kuf Mem Vav, the second line. Kosav Atur, Al Mashanu Omrin V'Ishe Yisrael Usfilosam. We say in the middle of Ritzei, right? V'Hoshev Esavod Alavir Reisecha, V'Ishe Yisrael Usfilosam B'Ava Sekabel Beratzon. Says the Tur, that which we say, V'Ishe Yisrael Usfilosam, Afal Pish Ein Ata Avoda, V'Ishe Yisrael, is like the fires of Klai, so the Karbanos. We don't have Karbanos now. So we're going to see three pshatim the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down. Pshat number one is mispalim al hatfila. We're davening about davening. Shehi b'makom ha-korban, that's in the place of korbanos. Shetiskabel b'ratzon lifnei Hashem yisbarach. But Hashem should accept our tfilos. Which is a little bit funny, because it says v'ishe Yisrael us tfilosam. If ishe Yisrael is tfilosam, so why are we saying it twice? But that's the pshat of the tour. Pshat number two is by Medrash Yesh. There's a Medrash that says Michal Sar HaGodol. The Malach Michal Makriv Nishmason Shel Tzadikim Al HaMizbeach Shomala. He brings up the souls of the Tzadikim on the Mizbeach in Shemayim. What does that mean? Ratzal Omer means to say Shemagish Osam L'Ratzal L'Fnei Hashem L'Reach Michalach. He brings them to appease Hashem as a sweet smelling smell for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alze tiknu v'ishe Yisrael. And on that they established these words of the bracha, v'ishe Yisrael, not meaning the fires of Klai Yisrael, the Karbanos, rather, Ratzal Omer, Anshe Yisrael, the people of Israel, referring to the tzaddikim of Klai Yisrael. So v'ishe Yisrael, svilosam bi'avos, kabal baratzon, is referring to the Malach Gavriel is bringing the souls of the tzaddikim close to Hashem, that Hashem should accept. So there's two things, it's our tefilos and the souls of the tzaddikim that Michal is bringing close. The third pshav yesh mefarshim al mashal malam imenu, that is actually going back on the words before, v'hoshev es ha'avoda, you should return the avoda, the vir be'secha, the ishe Yisrael, and the karbanos should also go back. V'achi berusho, v'hoshev ha'avoda, the ishe Yisrael. That it should be returned to what it was. The akakach, and then we say utzvilosam bi'ava sekabel baratzom, that you should accept the tfilos. According to that, there should be a pause after v'hoshev es havod levir beisecha v'ishe Yisrael kama utzvilosam bi'ava. So it's a very big nafkamina of where you put the pause before v'ishe Yisrael or after v'ishe Yisrael. V'ayin b'tah shekosav da perish emtzoy hu amuvcha mikulam. The Tah says the middle pshat of the Malach Gavriel bringing the neshamos of the tzaddikim close to Hashem is the choicest of the three pshatim. Aval agro kosav sheikir kiperish ha'achron. However, the Gra writes that the ikir is the last pshat. Now, according to the last pshat, if you go back to the first Mishnah Berurah in this siman, we said that those who have a minhag not to say ritzei, they start from v'ishe Yisrael. Now, according to the third pshat, which the Gra says the ikr, that would be totally inappropriate because you can't start from v'ishe Yisrael usfilosam bi'ava sekabel baratzam when v'ishe Yisrael is going back on v'hoshev es havodah, the part before, that wouldn't work out. But here we have a macholos in the Taz and the Gra, which is the ikr pshat, and therefore you have to choose which mahalach you're going to do in terms of how you're pronouncing it in Shmoneh Esrei, where you're going to put the kama, because with the big nafkamina where you put the kama, like we mentioned before, we'll stop here, and Amir Hashem, over Pesach, all the shiurim will be recorded, and Amir Hashem, we will meet together after Yontif. Everyone should have a wonderful Yontif.